Ladies and gentlemen, he's the original lead singer of the Diamonds, and he's the man you came to see, Diamond Dave Somerville.
Are you ready to ride? All right then, let's do it. Well, by the fall of 1957, the Diamonds were eight hits deep, but in truth, we were still four blue-eyed, semi-virgin white guys from Toronto in brown three-button suits. All that was about to change. We were asked to join the first major rock and roll touring show, the fall edition of Irvin Feld's Biggest Show of Stars. As I ascended the steps of the old bus, I noticed the icon sitting directly behind the bus driver. It was a guy known as Chuck Berry. One of the cornerstones of rock and roll. Let him drive, absolutely. No, Carl Vesterdahl was the driver, actually. Chuck used to take my acoustic guitar from time to time during the 60 days to follow that we were part of the tour, and he would scotch tape the bus driver's microphone in the on position. He would stick it inside the guitar to make it louder, and we would have some sing-alongs that were as good as some of the shows.